Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Decision on Trump's Supreme Court nominee is Trump's the greatest ever, so it was a good decision.
KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning now at 7:45 here on a Friday morning. Three big things. Reno County hard hit by flooding. Dozens of roads underwater.
Two.
Kansas National Guard is helping Michael's victims, sending a Black Hawk helicopter and team.
One.
Tropical Storm Michael leaving widespread damage across several states. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And, of course, this time last week we were being told that a scheduled closure of I-235 in Kellogg was going to be closing things for that entire weekend. They eventually said that they were pushing that back due to all the rain they got last weekend. Well, due to all that rain and expected rain this weekend, they're pushing it back another weekend. So this weekend, Kellogg I-235 will be open this weekend. It will be closed next weekend. Weather permitting, traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy today with a 50% chance for rain and a high of 57 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 40, so good weather for football tonight. It's a little chilly. Make sure you bundle up. Saturday, partly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high 54. Now light rain, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour and 47 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted. For the second day in a row, a major sell-off on Wall Street.
It's been another roller coaster day with the markets closing in the red. You had the Dow down 546 points, better than yesterday. The Nasdaq down 93 points and the S&P 500 down 57 points, which is the sixth straight losing session for the S&P 500. There are fears of rising inflation and interest rates still weighing on investors' minds. However, we did come off the lows of the day because of reports that the president and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have agreed to meet next month. That helped ease some tensions. Meanwhile, tech stocks like Amazon have come under fire lately because they are some of the riskiest and most expensive parts of the market. Given the sell-off, there was some movement into safer bets like gold, which rose $34 today. At the New York Stock Exchange, I'm Christina Partsenevelis, Fox News.
No billionaire was hit as hard by Wednesday's stock market plunge, which included an 832-point dive by the Dow, than Jeff Bezos. During the Wednesday sell-off, the Amazon founder and CEO lost more than $9 billion. Then again, that's what happens when you are the richest person in the United States.
Yeah.
Earlier this month, his net worth reached $160 billion, according to Forbes. So apparently he has the money to spare. Bloomberg Billionaires Index shows Bezos' total net worth is $145 billion, comfortably ahead of Bill Gates, who sits second at $96.3 billion. So now they'll go in there and find some cheap stocks and they'll come right back up again and make even more money. Is that right, Ted? That's the way it works.
I guess. We're saying he lost 1/15 of his money yesterday?
Gates lost more than $2 billion. That was, this was on Wednesday. And Warren Buffett lost nearly $4.5 billion. I don't know how much they lost yesterday.
Well, that means they lost just about the same amount yesterday, probably.
I think they lost some more yesterday, huh? Okay. Well, yeah, again.
About my 401k?
It doesn't say anything about Ted Woodward's 401k.
Yeah,
here.
What happened to my 401k?
The news copy that I have in front of me doesn't say a thing about that. Not at all. Long-term U.S. mortgage rates leaped this week to their highest level in 7 years amid global anxiety over rising interest rates that has gripped financial markets. Costs for would-be home buyers are climbing. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the rate on 30-year fixed-rate mortgages
jumped to an average 4.90% this week from 4.71% last week. That's the highest level for the benchmark rate since April of 2011.
Been a while, yeah.
So the housing market having a little problem there. Tens of millions of Social Security beneficiaries and other retirees can expect an increase in benefits next year as inflation goes higher. Government announced a cost of living adjustment of 2.8% Thursday. That would mean an extra $39 a month for the average retired worker. Seniors count on the money to help keep pace with rising prices for health care and housing. 751, Steve and Ted, technology and change ahead for Wichita. And with us to tell about that is Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal today. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted and Jad. The big story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, the headline, Flying to the Future. Aerospace reporter Daniel McCoy takes a look at five areas of technology that are changing aviation and manufacturing in the years to come. He says Wichita, with its companies and capabilities, can take advantage of the evolving technology to grow airplane sales and grow the aircraft workforce. One area is the business jet customer experience. Those who own or use business jets want the same comforts and same work capabilities that they have at the office. So they want fast internet connections, apps that control the heating and lighting on the airplane, and entertainment such as Netflix or Amazon Prime. And this week's top 25 list, several actually, the highest paid public officials. City of Wichita, Sedgwick County, USD 259, Suburban Schools, Wichita State, and Kansas Board of Regents institutions. The WBJ has salary information for all of them. Some of the salaries might surprise you. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
See, now, yesterday was your anniversary, isn't that correct?
That's correct, yes.
So, the big evening for you and Gretchen last night, or is that being
got a flame-broiled Whopper? Personal? Yeah.
We had a big pot of potato soup, and the girls were there, and Shay's come up from Texas, and so we had a nice evening.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yesterday afternoon, my wife and I were out where my grandson was being sworn into the Kansas Air National Guard, and afterwards, Shelley and I went to Fizz to have a burger. Ever been there?
Nice. I don't think I have.
Oh, got to go.
Love Fizz.
And Ted, now that we're updating everybody on what we've been eating, Ted, you went someplace last evening too,
yeah,
right?
I was out in Andover, so I went out to Timbuktu last night.
Had a nice cheeseburger.
See?
Good
burgers.
Yeah, yep. Your home eating potato soup.
Homemade potato soup.
Was it homemade or was it awesome?
Yeah, homemade. Gretchen made it.
How do you know that? Gretchen could have been sneaking some Campbell's in there and you didn't know about it, man.
No, I'd know it.
You'd definitely know it.
All right.
Is there bacon in it?
We had some bacon on hand, cheese, some crackers.
Man, that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, so Kansas State playing football tomorrow in Manhattan. Are you going up for the game there, sir?
I am going up for the game, and I'm going to bundle up and be ready and
homecoming.
See what happens. Yep.
All right.
You going to take your old homecoming crown and scepter up there when you were homecoming king?
That's right. I had the crown, the scepter, and the cape, the big long purple cape.
Really?
The ermine.
So I'll be walking around. Yeah, I'll be walking around tailgates and telling people hello.
That sounds really good. Sounds like the outfit they gave me when I was potentate for the chili cook-off.
There you go, chili potentate. Yeah.
Hey, I've heard you hired a pretty talented writer down at the Business Journal.
Did you?
That's exactly right. Good editor, Kirk Seminoff.
Kirk Seminoff.
At the Eagle. So I'm glad he starts Monday, and I'm glad to have him on board. He's a high-quality guy.
He's a good guy to have on your team.
Probably bring his red pencil over to your desk and edit that crummy copy you put out every day, huh? Right?
I'll take it. I'll take any help I can get.
Any help you can get. Today is National Savings Day. We're encouraging people to save some of their money. Put it back for a rainy day today. You save a lot of money because I know how you are.
I'm not quite on your level, but I like to save money.
Passing that down
to my daughters, but doesn't work all the
time. Did I mention to you while I was in Greece, did I mention about tipping over there?
No.
Oh. Well, my sister-in-law, Tara, she's...
But
Tara, of course, she lives there, and she says, I had a 20-euro bill, okay? That's a little over 20 bucks. And I said, well, how much should I leave, Tara? 3-4 euros? She says, Nah, give him about 1 euro would be plenty. She does not tip.
Wow. Hmm.
You think that I'm kind of frugal with the tipping?
Talk about austerity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says, you give these people.
You're in Greece, and that's austere.
You give a Greek a few euros, and they'll want to go pay off their national debt or something, you know. Something crazy. All right, Bill. Thank you, sir. As always, 7:55, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. Have the latest on Michael. Still a strong storm. It's done a lot of damage. Ted Woodward has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, big weekend in sports, including the primetime Sunday night for the Chiefs. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
And Mitch Holtis.
Yeah, just a few minutes away, our weekly chat with Mitch Holtis. We'll talk with Mitch about the Chiefs coming up about 8:15.
Plus, you've got entertainment news on the way on the Blur, right?
Yeah, preview of the weekend movies, and of course, entertainers visiting the Oval Office willy-nilly. We'll discuss that yesterday as well.
All right, traffic and weekend weather on the way. Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour right here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.